So as a way of gathering our attention and arriving right here, I'd like to invite you to take a few very conscious and full breaths. So please inhale deeply. And then exhaling slowly so that you can be very conscious of the sensations of releasing the breath. And again, a long deep in-breath. Hold for a moment, feel the fullness in the chest, and then slowly letting go, letting go. And again, let's inhale deeply, filling the lungs. Holding the breath for a moment. And then with the out-breath, releasing. See if you can soften down the length of the body, letting go of the breath, letting go. And then let the breath be natural now, but keep the attention relaxed, right close in with the breath. See if as the breath comes in, you can feel that sense as a balloon filling with air, just a gentle opening to receive. And with the out-breath, that softening and releasing. Letting the breath be in the foreground, but let the senses be awake so you're aware of the background sounds. You're aware of the field of bodily sensation. And just listening and bringing awareness to the heart. So that as you are arriving in presence this evening, you can sense your intention for this class, for this sitting. Just feel that sincerity that's arises when you're in touch with what matters to you. It may be to have more presence in your life. Perhaps to relax, touch more ease. Maybe really this yearning for freedom, to wake up, to realize what you are. To live from an open heart. Sensing your intention and sensing our shared aspiration that our practice together be of benefit to all beings, ripple out and touch all beings. We'll chant the mantra Om. If you'd like to bring the palms together and just feel that sincerity and let the chant come from that, we'll chant three times. Please inhale deeply.
Thank you.
the quality of presence can continue to deepen as you relax consciously the body. So let that be the invitation to yourself. See if it's possible to just soften a little in the shoulders. You might feel the shoulders from the inside. A sense of dissolving, a letting go. Feel the arms from the inside, letting the attention go down the arms, into the hands, into the palms. And then feeling the hands from the inside. Very soft attention now. As you soften in the hands, see if you can receive the aliveness there. Tingling and vibrating. Maybe warmth, pressure. With that same intimate attention, feeling the chest and sensing an openness there from the inside. Loosening and relaxing down the torso so that the belly is softening. And you can receive this next breath in a relaxed, softening belly. This breath. And now this one. And again. Feel the life deep in the torso. Awake and relax down through the hips, buttocks, genitals. And down through the legs. See if you can relax the thighs, the hamstrings. And feel the legs from the inside. Calves. Right into the feet. Again, receiving that tingling and vibrating and aliveness, feeling the feet from the inside. Notice what happens when you widen the lens now and receive this whole field of bodily sensation in awareness. Can you feel where your skin ends, where the shape of your body is defined? Can you feel into the space around you? Just let everything happen. The heat, the vibrating, tingling. You can continue to widen and open the attention to include sound. Sounds in this room, including my voice, the spaces between sounds. So you're listening into the space of the room. Listening to the silence. listening to the most distant sounds you can hear. And sensing the vastness of awareness that's receiving sound. It's with the same receptivity of listening that we can listen to the sensations that are here, that we can listen to and feel the whole moment. Aware of the quality of presence that's here. Your own presence. This wakefulness, this openness. This alert inner stillness. For many people, the way that helps most to have some stability in presence is to have a home base. It may be the inflow and outflow of the breath. Just to feel that in the foreground. For some, the anchor or home base is sound. For some, it's the whole experience of bodily sensation. What's important about the anchor is that it gives you access to presence, to this wakeful openness. That's the most subjective, true expression of what you are. Our minds are very conditioned to drift from presence. When you find you're off in that kind of a thinking trance, when you become aware of that, there's already waking up. So just to honor that moment, it's helpful to simply pause and reconnect with what's right here. Listening to these sounds. Perhaps re-relaxing a bit in the body, relaxing the shoulders, and the hands, softening the belly. Feeling this life breath, the inflow and outflow. So you know that you're here. Sometimes it's helpful to mentally whisper, here, right here. And see how much you can relax with the experience of the moment. There are two qualities that serve the freedom of our hearts and minds. And one quality is that of awakefulness. Just the question, what is happening? Bringing an interest, a lucidity into this moment. The second quality is a quality of allowing, of kindness. Just notice what happens if you contact your experience of this moment and let it be held in a genuine quality of kindness or tenderness. Just the intention to be gentle opens the door to freedom. Awake and relaxed.